Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here, and today is Friday, January 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, four teenaged Orlando area boys, all with serious criminal history, were arrested early yesterday morning while they were in the process of committing car burglaries in the Four Corners area of Davenport. The suspects arrested were Johnny Dixon, 16, Anthony Bridget, 16, Joshua LeGrand, 17, and Jacob LeGrand, 16. The quick arrests were made possible due to a witness who saw the suspects in action and reported it immediately, and by the use of the live 911 system used by PCSO deputies, which allowed them to hear the actual 911 call as it was happening. Responding deputies were able to quickly respond to the scene at Woods Spring Suites on Bella Cita Boulevard, where the burglaries were witnessed. PCSO was assisted by the Florida Highway Patrol and the Osceola County Sheriff's Office. The 911 call was received by the Emergency Communication Center at 3:39 a.m., and the first deputies arrived in the area immediately and began setting up a perimeter. The suspects fled from the scene in a white Honda Civic. At one point, the vehicle sped past a deputy who was on foot, bumping him as they passed. The vehicle soon after crashed into a curb and the four suspects bailed out of the car and ran away. Two of the suspects were immediately caught. A third suspect was found hiding in the bathroom on the Champions Gate Golf Course. A PCSO canine unit working with support from an OCSO air unit was able to track the fourth suspect to a heavily wooded retention pond, finding the suspect partially submerged in water. The Honda Civic used by the suspects had been reported stolen out of Orlando 3 hours prior to the car burglaries in Polk County. All four suspects were charged with aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, fleeing to elude, two counts of aggravated assault on an LEO, burglary of conveyance, three counts of that, resisting with violence, resisting without violence, and petty theft. And here in Hardy County, a traffic stop results in a THC drug bust. On January 26 at approximately 10 p.m., Hardy County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on 24-year-old Michael Anthony Romero, who was operating an out-of-state vehicle and failed to obey the Florida Move Over law. Probable cause existed to enter the vehicle, and upon searching it, deputies located a substantial amount of THC candy edibles disguised as Nerds candy, along with THC concentrated wax and 11.4 grams of marijuana with the packaging, a digital scale, along with two prescription ibuprofen pills, and numerous containers with marijuana residue were also found. Being in possession of any amount of concentrated THC without a valid prescription is a felony. THC products can be commercially made and packaged, so they may appear to look like regular candy, so make sure to pay attention to the packaging and do not automatically assume it is legal. It could contain THC. Romero was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of less than 20 grams of marijuana, possession of drugs without a prescription, and possession and/or use of drug equipment. Your local events right here in Hardy County. The Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services this Sunday, the 31st at 10 and 11 a.m. This quartet has been singing at local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the East Coast of the United States singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel music, and the quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards. There is no charge for admittance, and a love offering will be accepted. Maranatha Baptist Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years. The church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue here in Wauchula. For more information, please call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829. Once again, 863-832-7829. Once again, the services will be this Sunday, the 31st at 10 and 11 a.m. at Maranatha Baptist Church, 204 North 9th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Avon Park Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. Qualifications include being at least 18 years of age, U.S. citizenship, a driver's license, and a high school diploma or equivalent. The Wauchula Police Department is currently accepting applications for a full-time administrative assistant. A high school diploma or GED equivalency and a valid driver's license is required. A complete job description and application can be picked up at 128 South 7th Avenue or online at hardyso.com. And the Florida Department of Corrections is looking for a non-certified or certified corrections officer. A high school diploma or equivalent and driver's license are preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather and forecast report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardy County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 61 degrees out, feels like 66, sunny, air quality fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate, winds northeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 10 miles an hour, humidity is 42%, the indoor humidity is slightly dry at 33%, dew points 38, cloud cover 0%, visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Friday, sunny, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday night, clear, lows in the lower 40s with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s with east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 50s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia corn, peanut, and soybean producers significantly increased production in 2020. According to the National Ag Statistics Service annual crop production report, the report shows Georgia corn for grain production was up 25% from 2019, mainly due to a record high 180 bushels per acre year in 2020. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, peanut production was up 19% due to an increase in planted acreage, and soybean production was up 56% due to a 12-bushel increase in yield. Agriculture priorities are being set in Congress in this new session. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott of Georgia says at the top of his list of most important matters are food security, racial equality, the Farm Bill, and climate change. According to AgriMarketing.com, Scott also aims to set up an independent disaster aid fund to help farmers. Scott says Farm Bill discussions are also starting and meetings are planned with industry stakeholders. China failed to meet its phase one target for imports of U.S. food, agriculture, and seafood products despite a surge in purchases that began late last summer. The Peterson Institute for International Economics tells agriculture.com Chinese customs data shows food and ag imports totaled $23.5 billion in 2020, or about two-thirds of the goal of $36.6 billion. For 2021, that target rises to $43.5 billion.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The Farm Traveler podcast is all about bridging the gap between farmers and consumers. Each week, I sit down with farmers, ranchers, entrepreneurs, and others in the ag space to showcase what goes on at the farm, as well as the science and technology used to produce our food. This week, I sit down with Sean Lenahan, founder of The Honest Bison, which is a direct-to-consumer meat service offering, you guessed it, bison, as well as elk and venison. In our interview, Sean talks about why he chose bison as the focus of his business, highlighting the quality and consumer perception of the meat.
Your perception as a consumer, one you, from the American history, you know about the iconic nature of bison. But as a consumer, you can go to a lot of grocery stores and get a pound of ground bison. That's because the bison industry and those ranchers and processors that preceded me for the last 50 plus years, they did the work to make sure that the distribution happened and consumers could generally have access to it. The answer to your question more directly is I wanted to deliver a superior product that couldn't be copied and was exclusive and that was very much low supply, high demand.
If you're interested in The Honest Bison, check them out at www.thehonestbison.com. And to hear my complete interview with Sean, just search for Farm Traveler on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Major stock indexes won back some of the ground they lost today earlier in their biggest loss since October. Much of the market's attention remained glued to the wild swings in GameStop, AMC, and a handful of other stocks. While online investors have been buying feverishly, they have been doing that in an effort to take on big hedge funds betting that they will fall. GameStop and several other stocks fell sharply after Robinhood and other trading platforms restricted trading in them, causing an outcry among customers. The Dow gained 300 points today to close at 30,603. The NASDAQ was ahead 66 points to 13,337. The S&P 500 up 36 to 3,787. New York oil fell 51 cents, closing at $52.34 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Make it 10 wins in a row for Utah as the Jazz defeated Dallas 116-104. Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle was asked if his team shows a lack of rhythm because they have not all played together at the same time this season, shot down that excuse.
Well, you don't need rhythm to play defense.
The Jazz passed the Lakers 107-106 losers in Philadelphia Wednesday for the NBA's best record at 14-4. Milwaukee one game behind the 76ers for the Eastern Conference lead, defeated Toronto 115-108. Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer.
I think the defense in the second quarter, I think, is a 21-point quarter. Maybe the difference in the game. Just felt like we were competing. Everybody was together.
Brooklyn went to overtime to beat Atlanta 132-128. That's guard Kyrie Irving with 26 points, credits his bench for a 16-4 run at the start of the fourth quarter.
This is a good Hawks team. You know, we could have folded at any point throughout this game, and our bench definitely in the fourth quarter had that mindset to be aggressive.
This is SRN Sports. Denver defeated Miami 109-82. Just months after appearing in the NBA Finals, the Heat have lost four straight to drop to 6-11 near the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra is hoping the 2,000 fans allowed for tonight's home game against the Clippers will help his team's spirit.
Look, we think it's an incredible step, having people in the building. You know, if it's like how we felt during the preseason game when we played in Tampa and they had a couple hundred fans, about like 10,000, it'll probably have that kind of feel as well.
This is the first time since last season fans will be allowed in the stands. Also, last night, San Antonio beat Boston 110-106. The Celtics had dropped 5 of 8. It was Indiana 116, Charlotte 106, Sacramento 121, Orlando 107, Cleveland 122, Detroit 107, Oklahoma City 102, Phoenix 97, New Orleans 124, Washington 106, Golden State 123, Minnesota 111. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And none other bank deserves that title other than First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: in 20 years, there will probably be a college course called Eye Contact. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.